Understand what Simcha consists of and why it's so central to Torah, to Yahadus. Magula b'fumei, my father, Arani Kaparis Mishkovo, people conventionally but incorrectly associate Simcha with Chassidim, with Chassidus, as though it were a concept invented and created by Chassidim. In fact, he used to say, the centrality and importance of Simcha within Torah is indisputable. Mikra Mali Diba HaKosuv in the Tochacha in Dvarim, Pashas Kisavo, Perak Chavches, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Tachas Shelo Avadu Toras Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha of Tuv Levav Merov Kol. That Rachmana Litzlan, we are punished not for abstaining from Avodas Hashem entirely, but even the fact that the Avodas Hashem happens but is not B'Simcha, so that itself, Rachmana Litzlan, is occasion for punishment min hashamayim, and not mild or trivial punishment either. This is in the Tochacha. The Rambam, quoting this pasuk and elaborating on it in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva, he writes as follows: Hiftichanu b'Torah she'im nasa osa b'simcha. If we'll fulfill Torah b'simcha u'betovas nefesh v'neheged b'chachmosa tamid sheyosu mimenu kol hadvarim hamonim osan u'mila'asosa kigon choli u'milchama v'ra v'chayotze bahen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that he will facilitate, if we observe Torah b'simcha, so then he will facilitate our further observance of Torah by removing all obstacles such as sickness, war, hunger, etc. Rachmana Litzlan. V'yashpia lanu kol hatovas hamachzikos es yadeinu. And he'll give us the support system, lasos hatorah, kigam sova v'shalom v'ribu kesef v'zohav. Chayin hodionu b'Torah, that if on the contrary, in nazov ha-Torah midas, v'nasak b'havle hazman, so then the Ribono Shel Olam will place obstacles in our way. Hu shekosev b'Torah tachas ha-shelo avadata. Klomar, im avadatam es Hashem b'simcha, u'shmartem darko, mashpir lachem ha-brachos ha-elu. Umarchik haklolos mikav achetu pnuyim v'hishakim b'Torah v'lasok bo, kidei shetisku v'chayi ha'olam haba. But here too, the Rambam, and again, it's just reflecting the pasuk, im avadatam es Hashem b'simcha, im avadatam es Hashem b'simcha. The same thing you have at the end of Hilchos Lulav, the last halach in Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam writes, HaSimcha sheyismach odom ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u'ba'avas ha-kel she'tzivo v'hen avoda gedolahi. The fact that a person should take joy and pleasure in fulfilling mitzvahs is an avoda gedolah. V'chol ha-moneya atzma mi-simcha zu. If a person holds himself back from the simcha, roi lihi para minenu. He's worthy of punishment. So quite clearly, the Rambam just reinforces the Pshuto Shel Mikra that we are called upon not only to fulfill Torah, but to do so with Simcha. So the centrality and importance of Simcha is indisputable. So certainly it's something we have to try to understand, what is genuine simcha and what is the experience of genuine simcha. There are many psukim, especially in Mishlei, which associate simcha with leiv. And you have it in Chumash, V'ro'acha, V'somach B'libo, that Aaron HaKohen is described as V'somach B'libo. But if you read through Sefer Mishlei, there are many psukim where simcha is associated with leiv. In Chocham Libcha, Yismach Libi Gamoni. One example. But there are many other examples where simcha is associated with leiv. Genuine simcha is balei. That's the only genuine simcha. We know that from the Rav Zichrono Livracha, also explained al pi halacha that that's true. That simcha is a kiyum balei. The Rav said, the Gemara in Moikatan and Daf Yudalit, this is Ba'arichos in the second volume of the Yotzeit Shiurim. The Gemara says that Ovel Einu Noeg Aveluso Berega, that Osi Asei Derabim of a Samach Devechagecha V'dochi Asei Deyochi. So the Rav asks, the Gemara just takes for granted that there's a clash between Avelus and Simcha, and the Gemara explains why it is that simcha prevails because it's an asei derabim, whereas avel is only an asei deyochid. But why does the Gemara take for granted that there's a clash? Simcha means b'sashlamim, yayin, maybe sh'or mine simcha as well, but none of those things are asurim to an avel. Okay, an onein on the Yom HaMisa is also the kachim. But beyond that, Mitzvah Simcha L'chora does not clash with the Nihugei Avelus. So the Rav explained that what it means is that Ein Hachanami, on the practical level of Nihugim, so Simcha and Avelus are compatible and can be reconciled. But the clash is rather that in each case, the Nihugim of Simcha and the Nihugim of Avelus are supposed to express and evoke Kiyum Shebalev. And it's the Kiyum Shebalev of Avelus and Simcha which are Atate Desasre. The Kiyum Shebalev of an Avel, which the Yud Aleph Devarim of an Avel are supposed to express, that Kiyum Shebalev is antithetical to the Kiyum Shebalev of Simcha. The Rav said that's the only way you can understand the fact that there's a mitzvah Simcha on Yom Kippur as well, when in fact there is no outward manifestation of simcha. But simcha is balei. So the same thing which you see simply from the psukim, from the pshuto shel mikra, so the Rav explained that that's true al pi din as well, that whenever you have a mitzvah simcha, so the ultimate kiyum is always balei. He went on to explain, and this too you'll see in the Yotzeit Shir, that simcha is always to be found when a person is lifnei Hashem. On Yontiv, usmachtem lifnei Hashem lokechem shivas yomim, because of the special kedushas hayom, that we're lifnei Hashem, that's what's mechayiv in simcha. Okay. But still, we have to understand, and it's very important, what is, again, the Rav is again emphasizing, as we inferred from the psukim, that simcha is balei. But what is the experience of simcha? Okay, we know what it is to laugh when you hear a good joke. So if you want to describe that experience, we can do so. But what is genuine simcha? And when does a person experience, what is the experience of genuine simcha? I just want to mention two Marim Makomos and one anecdote to try to give a sense for what it is. The Gemara in Brochus on Samach Amid Beis, commenting on the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah says that Chayv Adam Levayach Al Hara Kishem Shem Levayach Al HaTova. There's some kind of equation between the between bracha al hatova on good tidings and bracha al hara or rachman al etzlan on bad tidings. Says the Gemara, what is the equation? Ilei makishem shemavayach al hatova hatova hametiv kach mavayach al hara hatova hametiv, that you make the same bracha of hatova hametiv. It's not true. Vohatznan al besaros tova soma hatova hametiv. It's a different bracha. In one case it's hatova hametiv, in the other case it's dayan haemes. Ella, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, lo nitzvcha ella lekibulinu v'simcha. That the way you're supposed to be mekabel, the way you're supposed to say the bracha, the mode in which a person is mekayim, the chiyuv bracha is the same. The actual bracha differs. But a person has to be mekabel the simcha. The same way a person is mekabel besaros tovos, good tidings the simcha, so too, rachmana litzlan, he's supposed to be mekayim the chiyuv of the bracha of baruch dayanam is the same way. So to be mekabel the simcha. Now if you take a look, there's a Rashi here, which is very, very important. Rashi says, "V'kibulinu v'simcha, levarich al midas peronos b'leiv of shalem." But what simcha means is to be b'leiv shalem. That's what simcha means, says Rashi. If a person is b'leiv shalem, he is. What does leiv shalem mean? It means that a person is calm, serene, or tranquil. That he maintains an equilibrium. It's not upset. That's what Lev of Shalem means. We'll elaborate on this in a minute. The same explanation of what Simcha means, what Simcha consists of, you find in the Magid Mishnah. On that Rambam we mentioned in Hilchos Lulav, of Simcha sheyismach ha'odem ba'asiyas ha'mitzvos, so the Magid Mishnah writes as follows. Ikar hadavahu she'ein ro'i lo la'odam la'asos ha'mitzvahs mitzad she'ein chova olav v'hu muchrach v'onos ba'asiyasa. A person should not do mitzvahs out of duress, out of coercion. He should rejoice in doing mitzvahs. Now, what does that mean? In other words, yasa hatov mitzad shehu tov, v'yivcha be'emes mitzad shehu emes. A person should do good because that's the right thing to do, because it's good. And a person should pursue emes because it's MS, not just because I'm osid litenes adin if I don't do this, but rather because it's good, because it's MS. When does a person have the calm or serenity or tranquility which Rashi speaks of when he says the lev of shalem is when a person knows and feels that everything is the way it should be. That gives a feeling of genuine simcha. If a person feels and knows that everything is the way it should be, so then a person is besimcha. When a person is besimcha with himself, when a person is happy with himself, it means that he's belev of shalom with himself. That he thinks that the way he's behaving, now this may be real, or it may be imaginary, but he thinks that what he's doing and the way he's living is correct, and that his conduct is what it should be. Then a person has a sense of simcha, a sense of happiness. And that's the same thing in Rashi. Rashi says, belev of shalem, that a person should, if a person's attitude and approach to the besorah ra'a, rachmana litzlan, is, well, that's what has to be, that's what should be, so then he can accept it, belev of shalem. If that's what has to be, then that's good. A person is always happy when things are the way they're supposed to be. When a person is unhappy with himself, so So you know that what it is I'm unhappy with myself if I know I could be learning better and I'm not learning well, so then I'm unhappy with myself. When I'm learning as well as I can learn, so then I'm happy with myself. Then I'm happy with myself. If I'm taking advantage of all my opportunities to do mitzvahs that I have, so then I'm happy. And if I know that I'm negligent in that, so then there's a restlessness inside of me, which is the antithesis of simcha. And that's what both Rashi and the Magid Mishnah are converging on. Rashi says, how are you mekabel of the seller of the simcha? Because a person has a sense, it comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, so this is what should be. And whenever a person has a sense that what should be is, a person is the simcha. Simcha equals lev of shalom. And that's what the Magid Mishnah says also. A person is sameach in mitzvahs when he has a sense that he's not doing something because there's a gun to his head, but he's doing something because this is intrinsically good. And it's intrinsically MS. And if the Ribono Shel Olam commanded it, it's not that I have a gun to my head, but rather it's intrinsically good, it's intrinsically MS. The story is told of the Baron Kotler, Zatzal, that when he was dying, so one of his immediate family members wanted to boost his spirits. So they told him, the doctor said, tomorrow's going to be better. Things will be better tomorrow. And he understood his condition very well. He knew exactly what his condition was. And the story is told that he responded as follows. Was is Daf Zayin? And was Daf Zayin is good. The answer that whatever is has to be. There's no accident in life. The Ribono Shel Olam is Mashkiach over us. That's Hashkacha Pratis. So what is has to be. Was is Daf Zayin. And was Daf Zayin, what has to be, since it comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, since it's the Ribono Shel Olam's decision and determination, is good. So there's no such thing as better. That was his response. That if you think about it for a moment, so Kimdumani, it also reflects the same understanding of what it means to be the Simcha. Again, it's this Rashi of B'Lev Shalom. B'Lev Shalom means that when does a person have calm? Again, it's a state of an all-encompassing state of calm and tranquility. And serenity is when a person knows that things are the way they're supposed to be. And that's what simcha means. That's what simcha means. That's what the Magid Mishnah explains. The reason simcha is indispensable in our Kiyum HaMitzvos is if you understand that this is the definition of simcha. Simcha doesn't mean, a person walks around telling jokes. So that the simcha. Now that's not pshat the simcha. It doesn't mean that a person distracts himself from all realities of life and focuses on something that's humorous. That's our idea of simcha. But if you understand, the Magid Mishnah says, if you understand what simcha, what authentic simcha is, so then for a person to be mekayim mitzvahs, shelo v'simcha, is rachmanu litzlan a sacrilege. Because again, if the definition of simcha is that things are as they are supposed to be, as they should be, so then Rachmanu Litzlan, the implication of my relating to mitzvahs, not to simcha, of my relating to mitzvahs as though Rachmanu Litzlan, they were a burden, to my observing mitzvahs resentfully, begrudgingly, so the implication is that mitzvahs are not intrinsically right or true or correct. And that's what the Torah says. It's not enough. It's not enough that we observe mitzvahs. It's not enough that avata es Hashem Elokecha, but it has to be the simcha as well. A person has to, part of Kabbalah's Olmach HaShamayim doesn't just mean to recognize, well, the Ribono Shel Olam is stronger than me, so the less braver I have to submit myself. But part of Kabbalah's Omach v'Shamayim is to recognize and accept that what the Ribono Shel Olam tells me is right. It's not just that I have to do it under duress, but is right. And that will automatically translate into a feeling of simcha in doing mitzvahs, in doing mitzvahs. But if we return for a moment, well, even before that, there is another very interesting and important passage in the Rambam, which also sheds light on simcha and certainly overlaps with what we're talking about now. At the end of Hilchos Megillah, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, so the Rambam has as follows: Mutav la'odom lahagos b'matonos avyonim milahagos b'sudasa u'b'mishloach manos l'reyot. Of the three mitzvahs hayom, matonos l'avyonim, sudas porim, and shalachmanes, a person should spend more money on matanos levyonim than he should on sudas porim and shalachmanes. Aye, high mitzvah, the high mitzvah. So how does the Rambam know how to rank them? So the Rambam says, she'ein sham simcha gedola umefu'ora elo l'sameach lev aniyim v'yesomim v'almanos v'gerim. There's no greater simcha and no more glorious simcha than to be misameach the poor, orphans, widows, geirim. Sheha misameach leiv ha'umlalim ha'elu, one who is misameach, again, leiv ha'umlalim ha'elu, the simcha is b'leiv, domi l'shchina. Sheneem elahachayos ruach shvalim, ulahachayos leiv nitkoyim. So the Rambam says that why is this the greatest simcha? Because to be misameach others is a kiyum in v'alachta b'dracha. So the Rambam has another equation here. He has an equation between simcha and v'alachta b'dracha. When one lives his life of v'alachta b'dracha, so then that is the highest form of simcha. And since what's unspoken in the Rambam is that since all the mitzvahs hayom of Purim are intended to be a kiyum in mitzvah simcha, that's the unstated assumption here in the Rambam, that Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, and Sudas Poel are all kiyumim in Yemei Mishle v'Simcha, in Simcha's Poel. So since the greatest Simcha is the V'halachta B'Drocha, to be Mesameach, Leiv Ha'um Lolim Ha'elu, so Memele, clearly Matanos Levyonim will have priority over Suda and Mishloach Manos. So the Rambam has an equation between Simcha and V'halachta B'Drocha. And again, clearly that fits into our scheme. There's more to it as well. When a person is medame, is dome, l'shchina, so there is certainly no greater attainment of his being as he should be and as he ought to be than when a person elevates himself to a state where he's dome l'shchina. Hence the equation between simcha and hidamus l'hakadosh baruch hu. But if we return for a moment to the Gemara in Brachos, which we mentioned earlier, so we'll see that the chi of simcha is not only one which has to accompany asiyas ha-mitzvos. After the Gemara quotes the halacha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes being said b'simcha, so the Gemara tells the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. V'chein tana mishmeidu Rabbi Akiva la'olam yehi odim rogel loma kol da'ovid rachmona v'tav ovid. Ki hadu Rabbi Akiva da'hava ka'ozil v'urcha mata lahi masa. He was traveling and he came into a town, a city. Ba'o ushpiza. He looked for an inn to stay in. Lo yahavelei. No one would let him stay in their house. Amar kol da'ovid rachmona v'tav. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is l'tova. Ozalu Boas Bidadva. He went and he slept out in the open field. Vahava Bahadei Tanagola Vachamra Ushraga. He had a rooster and he had a donkey and he had a candle, he had light. Asa Zika, a wind came, Kavya Vishraga, it had extinguished the fire. Asa Shunra, a fox came, Achle Latanagola, it ate the rooster. Asa Aryeh, a lion came, Achle Lachamra, it ate the donkey. Amar Kol De'Avir Rachmano Latan, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Latova. Baby Lelia also Geisa, that same night a group of pirates came, or a division of soldiers, Shadya Lamasa, and they overran the entire city. Amar Lahu, see, he told his Talmidim, Lav Amar Lahu Koma Sha'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKol Latova. Didn't I tell you whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Latova? Rashi explains, Ilu Hoyo Ner Doluk, if I would have had the candle burning, Hoyo HaGayas Roa Osi, this division would have seen me. Ilu Hoyo HaChamor Noer O HaTanago Kore, if the donkey would have brayed, or the rooster would have cried out, Hoyo HaGayas Bo V'Shove Osi, then I would have been detected, and I would have been taken prisoner. So what is the Gemara trying to illustrate with this very famous story of Rabbi Akiva? No matter what happened to Rabbi Akiva, he remained totally calm and totally serene. That same simcha which should accompany asiyas hamitzvos, because one has a sense that it's right. And whenever you have a sense that what is, should be, a person is b'simcha, that same sense of simcha should also characterize a person's reactions to whatever befalls them. Because if a person sincerely believes in hashgacha pratis, so whatever happens, number one, is coming from the Ribono Shel Olam, and number two, whatever the Ribono Shel Olam does is letova. And if that's the case, so the same trigger or the same mechayev which you have for simcha and asiyas hamitzvos carries over to how a person accepts whatever his lot in life turns out to be, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. And that's what the Gemara is illustrating in the story with Rabbi Akiva. But no matter what happened, Rabbi Akiva, his equilibrium was not disturbed. And he remained calm, serene, belev of shalom, as Rashi says. And why is that? Because simcha is an expression of bitachon. It's an expression of bitachon that mitzvahs are emes, and mitzvahs are tov, and therefore what is, should be, and that's a reason for simcha. And in terms of the hashgacha pratis, which is visited upon a person, it's bitachon that what is, again, should be, and is from the Ribono Shel Olam, and again is b'simcha. That's what Rabbeinu Bachya says in Chovos Al Vavos, expresses the same idea. He says that one of the benefits of bitachon is that a person is always happy, he's always calm, he's always relaxed, because when a person has bitachon and he knows that whatever is sent his way, whatever is visited upon him, comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, so then he has nothing to struggle against, nothing to be frustrated about. When is a person upset? When is his equilibrium disturbed? When a person thinks that things aren't as they should be. I should have gotten that job, or I should have succeeded in this venture. If a person recognizes that it was a Yad Hashem which decided that he shouldn't and which determined that he shouldn't, then a person knows that that was Latova. So then a person can accept everything b'simcha. That's what Rabbeinu Bachya says in Chovos Al Vavos, again, that a corollary or a benefit of bitachon is that a person is b'shalva. That's what it means, b'kesh Yaakov v'shev is b'shalva. Tzaddikim, that's can be b'shalva. That's the midah of tzaddikim. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says, that one level of meaning in the pasuk of Shivisi Hashem Neged Yisomid. So the Baal Shem Tov says the simple pshuta shel mikra is that Shivisi means I have placed. And I have placed Hashem Neged Yisomid. The Baal Shem Tov says that what it means is Shivisi is Lashon Shaveh, equal. The Baal Shem Tov says, Shivisi, I'm always equal. I'm always the Lev of Shalem. I always maintain my calm. I'm always tranquil. Why? Because Hashem Neged Yisomid. If Hashem Neged Yisomid, and I know that whatever befalls me comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, so then Shivisi. So Be'emes, what the Baal Shem Tov said, Shivisi Hashem Neged Yisomid, is really this Gemara in Brachos of Chayav Adam Levayach Al Hara, Kishem Shem Levayach Al Hatova, Lekidulin Hu Besimcha. I just want to add one final point for tonight. Again, coming back to the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav. The Rambam says that Hasimcha Sheyismach Adam Ba'asiyas HaMitzvahs U'Ba'avos HaKel Shetziva Bohen Avodah Gedolahi V'chol HaMoneya Atzma Misimcha Zu Ro'i Lihipara Minenu Shenem Atachas Shalom Avatos Hashem Lokecha B'Simcha Yvtuv Levav. The Lashon of Chol HaMoneya Atzma Misimcha Zu is strange. Why not just say the opposite of Hasimcha Sheyismach HaAdam is V'chol Misha'eno Sameach Ro'i Lihipara Mimenu. It's not a parallel formulation. No, if you're going to have the hain and the love, so it's Hasimcha Sheyismach HaAdam V'chol She'eno Sameach Ro'i Lihipara Mimenu. Why did the Rambam change it to V'chol HaMoneya Atzmo Misimcha Zu? So Kimumani, the pshat is as follows. When the Rambam says HaSimcha Sheyismach HaAdam Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah Va'avos HaKel Shetziva Bohen Avodah Gedolah. So Avodah Gedolah Tartei Mashma. Number one, it means that it's central and fundamental, which is what we commented on at the beginning of our discussion tonight. But Avodah Gedolah also means that it's difficult. Gadol in the sense of as being interchangeable with kosher, meaning that it's a difficult avodah. It's something which a person has to strive for, a person has to work for, a person has to yearn for. And therefore, the opposite, one who is guilty, is not necessarily one who isn't sameach, because maybe he's in the process of trying to reach that madrega. The person who is guilty is someone who's monea atzmo misimcha zu, someone who is holding himself back, but he's not trying to achieve that madrega of simcha in asiyas hamitzvos. But a person who is not sameach because he's not yet at the stage of lishma, but he's trying in the bechina of la'olam yasuk adam, the Torah mitzvah shalolishma, shemitel shalolishma bolishma, so he's not guilty. He's not guilty. That's what the Rambam is saying, that to reach the stage where a person has so totally purified himself that he relates to mitzvahs without any sense of coercion, that he relates to mitzvahs because if the Ribono Shel Olam commanded it, then it's good. If the Ribono Shel Olam commanded it, then it's emes, it's an avodah gedolah in the sense not only of fundamental and important, but also difficult. And therefore the Rambam recognizes that it's not something which a person is going to a madrega, a person is going to achieve beherifayin, but it's a madrega he has to constantly strive for. The Rambam indicts someone who's moneya atzmo misimcha zu, who's not even striving, who's not even working towards that ultimate level of observing Torah and mitzvahs. And it's very important, as we neder try to discuss many, many fundamental inyonim in Avodas Hashem, such as tonight we just tried to discuss a little bit what simcha consists of, So the question which always comes to mind is, well, halacha l'maisa, and again, we spoke last week, this is chovos halvavos, it's also halacha l'maisa. So how does a person attain that simcha? So now we've discovered what simcha is, how does a person attain that simcha? And that's what we're saying. A crucial part of that answer always is the Gemara of La'olam Yasav Odom Mitoah Mitzvah Shalolishma Shemitoch Shalolishma Bolishma, that there is a certain circularity within Torah and Mitzvahs, and that is, in order to observe Torah and Mitzvahs totally Lishma, you first have to observe Torah and Mitzvahs, because what purifies a person and what uplifts a person is Torah and Mitzvahs. That it's not circular because of the mitoch shelo lishma, bo lishma. And that's what the Rambam says, that we're not guilty if we haven't attained the simcha yet, but we're only guilty if we're being monea atzmeinu, if we're not striving for it. Okay, never mind.